Jingo. Jingo. Give me Jingo. Jingo means passion. Ah, it's a beautiful song. I always thought it was by the band Santana, and that is Santana, but they did not write that song. It's a Nigerian song. It is written by somebody by the name of Babatunde Olatunji from Nigeria. And it Jingo, anytime you say that's Jingo, that means, or somebody has Jingo, that means they have passion. They have passion for something. And why are we here? What do we have a passion for? What do we want? Welcome. You're here to learn. You're here to find your heart, your passion, to learn a little bit about emotional sobriety. We're here together. We have Jingo. We're here. Thank you for being here, and welcome to 2016 ACA Convention. So I want to talk just a little bit. We've got just a few things we're going to do during orientation. Of course, we've got our dinner program and Dr. Whitfield tonight. But we've got a couple things that we'd like to do here for our orientation. I would like to just start with a little story about clearing stuff away, all right? So some of you know me from last year. I was here as the MC last year, and I was also a grateful ACA, and I was a grateful volunteer last year on this committee. I also teach yoga and Ayurveda, and have been doing that for about 21 years. And I teach a program called Yoga of Recovery. So the other day, as I was musing over this convention and, of course, getting all excited and thinking of all the things I had to do, I'm in the middle of teaching a class and trying so hard not to be distracted. And I had taught a class based on the idea of freedom and moving stuff away so that you could be in your space and take a deep breath and not be clustered and cloistered by all the niggly little things and all the setbacks and all the challenges. And I was trying to use words of encouragement for people to move their stuff away so that they could be vulnerable to what I was teaching. And we got to the end of the class, and I heard all these ahs and ahs, and I thought, oh, good. This is good. This is good. We're all in a good place. And I got them lying down. Who in here takes yoga? Has anybody taken a yoga class before? Okay, so you know what Shavasana is at the end of practice, and you get to just lay there. Well, all these beautiful human beings laid down on their mat, and I tend to get a lot of tools out. We use a lot of blankets and bolsters, and I support people in as many loving ways as I can during practice. But all these little wonderful bodies got down on the floor on their mat and went, ah. And I suddenly realized that all their tools, most of them, didn't even move their stuff out of the way to lay down on the floor. They just accepted the fact that their stuff was there. Instead of saying, let me move my stuff away so that I can be clear, so that I can be free and just receive this moment without touching any other stuff. And just this light bulb went on. 21 years of teaching, and I thought, have I ever seen this before, or was I ever aware of it? So I got everybody back up again. I said, okay, hold it right there, everyone. Come back up. What's wrong with this picture? What just happened? You didn't move your stuff. So we didn't really take the teachings of that hour and apply it. We didn't apply it at the very end. So it really spoke to me with regards to our being here together at this particular convention at this particular time. We're all here to learn something about emotional sobriety. But each of us needs to be empowered to move our stuff out of the way. We've got stuff. I mean, all of us, that's why we're here. Everybody has stuff, but we came here to really look at our stuff. So see what you notice about the weekend when you're listening to the workshop leaders and to Dr. Whitfield, and even in your conversations with people. What stuff is getting in your way? What can you move aside? Maybe just for a moment. Maybe it goes away and comes back again, but at least you'll notice that it's coming and going. That's how we change patterns. And that's what I really want to invite you to here. And on behalf of the ACA committee, we would love to have you set those intentions. We've hopefully set up a wonderful weekend of speakers and workshops and good friends and community and fellowship. And we would love for you to just set an intention to set your stuff aside. As much as you can, don't Try not to judge or criticize if you don't, you know, if you mess up once or twice. Who cares? Get back on the wagon. Try it again. Try it again. So moving forward, I don't want to spend a lot of time. We're also celebrating the Big Red Book. Woohoo! 10-year celebration. I dressed mine up for the occasion. So you'll see this one around. And if you see it around, you know it's mine. So you can return the lost child to me. Are there any committee members in the room? I don't think so, other than Don, who I'm going to be introducing up to you in just a moment. No? Any volunteers in the room? Thank you so much for your service. Speakers in the room? Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for your service. We'll be looking at that again tonight. We really appreciate you. And again, I just want to welcome you so very much. And just please, if you have any questions, there are, we all have our t-shirts. Be sure to get your ACA t-shirts. I'll be making more announcements tonight, and your raffle tickets and all those good things. But all the staff members have these t-shirts, and they say, staff on the back. But if you don't see the staff, just look for people with toothpicks in their eyelids and stupid happy grins on their faces because they're so tired and excited. Okay? So we'll be happy to help you. We'll do anything we can to help you to grow and feel comfortable and nurtured in this environment. So without any further ado, I would very much like to invite our chairman for the 2016 ACA convention to the podium. And following that, we are going to invite Ken Francis up to do some opening work with us. And also, we're going to be eulogizing our dear friend, Rod Gowden, today, who passed away in December. So please, let's welcome Don C., our chairman, to the podium. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim, and welcome, everyone, to the 2016 convention. One of the critical papers in ACA is the importance of service. It's one of the identity papers. But what it doesn't say is the privilege of service. As I work with the committee and serve the fellowship, I have the privilege of knowing some fine people. Some of those people are not with us any longer. One of them that touched our hearts deeply and worked so hard to help us prepare today was Rod Gowden. Rod passed December 22nd last year in the middle of working to help us hold this convention. So on his behalf and the behalf of other ACAs who can't be here with us today, I'd like to call for a moment of silence, and after that we'll invite Ken up, if you will, please. Godspeed, Rod. Mr. Ken Francis.
Hello and welcome. I had the pleasure of knowing Roderick G. I'm not sure how many people in this room did, but I'd like to say a few words about him. He had a very unique sense of spirit, and my first experience with the ACA convention was actually 2 years ago down in San Diego. And if anybody went down there, it was a very wet, rainy weekend. The hotel was located in a different spot from the venue, and I showed up and really didn't know anybody and went over to Rod and asked him if there was anything I could do to help him. And he said, yes, later on, I'm going to want you to go over and pick up Claudia Black. And you know, going through school back in the 80s, her book, It'll Never Happen to Me, that was kind of like one of the Bibles of my institution. And my first thought was, holy crap, if anybody here has ever seen the inside of my car, you'll know what I'm talking about. Just sand, dirt, papers, whipped cream bottles, I mean, just everything is just thrown all over the place. So my first thought was, I need to get busy. So I went outside in the rain, and I did my best to try to clear a space for her where there wouldn't be any trash. And after doing that, I come back inside, and Rod says, okay, it's about that time, we got to go. It's like, we have to go, Rod? He's like, well, yeah, I'm not sending you out there without me. I had my bicycle in the back of my car with my seats down, so I had to go back in the rain and organize things. But that was Rod. He was so busy directing traffic that he wasn't really paying attention to the fine details and forgot to mention that he was going to be going with me. Rod had three things that I'd like to talk about, three things that kind of drove him that he talked about often. And one of them was his expressions, tough times don't last, tough people do. And Rod had it tough the last couple years. He put a lot of work into this convention last year, but unfortunately, because of a chain of events, he was unable to be here. But he picked himself up and continued on and did a lot of legwork for this year's convention. And was with us until, I think, the second week of December last year. So I always think of him when I think of that expression, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Another one of his favorite expressions was, in order to have esteem, you must do esteemable acts. And one of the things that I really liked about Rod was every year Christmas, I would get a Christmas card from him. And one time he came to me and he told me, he said, I'm really not in the Christmas spirit, but I know that in order to have esteem, in order to have the sense of spirit, I have to make it happen for myself. And he went out and he bought Christmas cards for everybody. You know, it was the little things. And he knows that I teach a lot about gratitude. I have a whole group that I do called the Gratitude Snorkel. And one day he came up to me and he said, you know, there must be something true about all this gratitude stuff you talked about, because everywhere I go, I'm reading articles that say, if you have gratitude, that is one of the keys of having happiness. And there's a new type of psychology out there called positive psychology, and that is basically what it is based on. It's based on gratitude. So I would like to kind of segue here and just do a little bit of an exercise on gratitude. If everybody could maybe just take a deep breath and just in your seat, just close your eyes for a second. And start with your feet. Think of the gratitude that you have for your feet. Where have they carried you in your life? Where have they led you to? How are they feeling today? Do they feel like they need a rest? But just give your feet some gratitude. Give your legs some gratitude for the places that they've carried you. If you have any aches or pains, in your legs, give yourself gratitude for the challenges that you have. And maybe you earned those aches and pains. Maybe there's some good things to come out of that. Take a deep breath and give yourself gratitude for the air that you breathe. If anybody is from out of state, I know the first thing I notice when I get off of an airplane is the difference in oxygen. It's either humid, dry, cold, whatever. So if you're not used to our air here, take a deep breath and take in some Southern California oxygen. Have gratitude for your voice and the ability to speak up when you need to. Have gratitude for your heart. Have gratitude towards your brain and your wisdom, the different things that you've picked up along the way. You can open your eyes now. So I'd also like you to think of three things now, three important things that you have in your life that you're grateful for. Just off the top of your head. If you got a pencil and paper, write down, but just three big things that you're grateful for. Gratitude is one of those things that sometimes it's really hard to come up with things, but once you start coming up with things, you realize, I have great gratitude for this and for this and this, and it kind of snowballs. And that's the point. Sometimes we get so caught up in negativity that we don't really look at the blessings that we have in our life. So three things. Now I want to take it a step farther. I want you to think of three things that have happened to you today that you are grateful for. Today. It could be since arriving here at the hotel. It could be anything that happened to you today. Think of three things that you are grateful for today. And then I would like you to stand up And share the three things that we're grateful for today with maybe a couple of the people that are next to you. So stand up and mingle. Get to know each other. Find out where you're from. Okay. I can feel the gratitude in the room here. So there's been a lot of studies out there about how gratitude relates to happiness. If anybody is ever bored and their Facebook just doesn't have anything that floats their boat on there, Google happiness and gratitude, and you will see immense amounts of studies and research showing this. They've done things where they've kind of had these tests to measure people's levels of happiness, and then they'll have them do some type of a gratitude act, and then afterwards they will remeasure their happiness levels, and almost always goes up. So I'm just wondering, is anybody here feeling a little bit happier, a little bit more upbeat than they did a few minutes ago? Okay. So I'd like to take this one step farther before we wrap up here. How many people have a smartphone with them right now? Everybody take it out. I'd like you to think of somebody in your life that you have a sense of gratitude for that maybe you haven't said anything lately. You know, if you want to text one of your kids and just say, just thinking about you, I love you. If you have a friend that you want to say, I haven't talked to you in a while, just wanted to touch base, thinking about you. Doesn't have to be anything really, really drastic, but just reach out to somebody right now. I'm going to give you a minute to do this. Reach out to somebody. And just hit that send button after you write your quick message. Okay, if we can't do this right now, when we're done, walk outside and make sure that you do this. And maybe even get into a habit of doing this once a day. Think about it. How would you feel if you got a text from somebody you hadn't heard from in a while who basically just said, thinking about you, love you, miss you? Okay, wouldn't that brighten your day up a little bit? So give somebody else some sunshine. And do this without expecting anything back. You're handing out some sunshine to somebody else. Said like a typical ACA. Okay, so we're going to get up and we're going to do a little bit of a movement. This is emotional sobriety here, and everybody wants to be happy, joyous, and free. So let's just do a little bit of celebrating before we break and start the main. Oh. Okay, and then when we're done, Kim will come up and conclude.
Thank you, Ken. Happy, joyous, and free. Wow. And he did it with Jingo. That was fun. So are we hungry now? Yes. Okay. So here's the deal. For those of you, just some housekeeping notes here. Dinner will be served at 7 o'clock. The room over there will be open at 6:30, so you can come in and get a good seat for the evening if you're having dinner with us. If you're not joining us for dinner, please come back. We've got Dr. Charles Whitfield with us. Thank you. He's here. And he will be speaking with us tonight. So we'll be opening up the divider. We've got only one room this year, so we've got to move a wall. Amazing what ACAs can do. We can move walls. That, with higher powers' help, we're just amazing. Okay, so that's the deal. So dinner at room will open at 6:30, dinner at 7. If you're not having dinner with us, come back because we're going to try really hard to get started by 7:45 so we can get us all to bed early. There is an ACA candlelight meeting tonight after the presentation. And then we get started tomorrow morning. The bookstore is open. The hospitality suite is open. Raffle tickets are available. Please, I'll say it now, and I'll say it again a million times. We're grateful for you being here, but we have a lot of costs to cover. And not only do your funds help us with a scholarship for next year to bring people who couldn't otherwise be here into the program, to the convention, but it also helps us just with the cost of the convention. And it's fun. What the heck? You never know what you're going to win. And everybody, if you want to donate something, please see me. You know, somebody even had a good idea. Go into the bookstore and buy something and donate it to the raffle. Here you go. You know, there's an idea. So everything will be considered. Anyway, I'm just hoping you have a wonderful evening, have a wonderful weekend. We could not have asked for better weather. Get outside, take a walk, breathe. Yes, you have a question. The meal plan? Have you not purchased food? It means you get dinner tonight. It depends on what you bought. Dinner tonight and lunch tomorrow and dinner tomorrow night. That's what that means. If you bought the whole meal plan. If you just bought one day or 2 days, yeah. So make sure you know what it is that you got. Mm-hmm. There's also a list. And we're checking it twice, yeah. Hmm? For food? No, but wear your band. Don't take those bands off. Do not take those bands off. There is a $5 charge for last band, so don't take them off. Meals, food costs. This is a lovely, lovely hotel, a lovely location, and although they have bent over backwards and have helped us beyond measure to make sure that costs stay way down, we still have hard costs. So, you know, we can't just keep, everybody that walks up says, I lost my ticket. You know, before we know it, we've bought a whole bunch of free meals. So, you know, that happened last year, unfortunately. It just, you know, sometimes that happens. So just keep those bands on. And if if it gets stuck in something and tears off, bring us your torn band. We'll give you a new one. That's not a problem. But let's just have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and relax and enjoy each other and practice this gratitude thing. Don't let it stop in this room. This is just a small part of what this convention is. And particularly tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of walk-in traffic. So we've got tonight and a lot of walk-in tomorrow. So walk up to a perfect stranger, introduce yourself, who you are, where you came from, and tell them what you're grateful for, and invite that response back from them too. So let's not be strangers, we're fellow travelers, and thank you very, very much for being here, and I'll see you tonight in the dining hall. Okay, thank you.